Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message, a time of Jubilee, and it's closely related to living a life in the Spirit. What God was demonstrating to the children of Israel with the requirements, with the blessings of the year of Jubilee is a foreshadowing of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can live a time of Jubilee, of liberty, of freedom, of abundance, of rest as the children of Israel because of what Jesus has done. Brother and sister, you can find that rest in Christ. What did Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That was, he's wanting us, there's a Sabbath rest that Paul talked about that we would enter into, and that is a deep peace within our spirits, knowing that God is not only our God, He is Lord, He is directing our paths. We can trust Him for that. If we have given our hearts to Jesus, we know that He is faithful. He doesn't receive us and then just abandon us to walk on our own and to just make our own way, but we have to desire His face, we have to pray, we have to read His Word so we understand what the Christian life involves, but it should be a walk of peace and joy. And sometimes the enemy, it's like the warfare is so intense, we fail to experience that because of the battles. You know, Jesus, after that temptation in the wilderness when He fasted 40 days and nights, it said the devil left Him for a time. That was not the only experience He had with the devil. He was despised, rejected of men. People didn't understand Him. His own disciples didn't understand what He was telling them, not until afterwards. And so, beloved, we are in a battle, and God, He knows our frame. He knows our flesh. Jesus said, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And so He is able to strengthen us when we are weak. We simply have to ask. David said, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Praise God. Verse 7 says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. That's Psalm 116, 6 and 7. Listen to what he says, thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's verse 8 and 9. And in Hebrews 4 and 9, the Word of God tells us, there remaineth therefore. It's not just a once every 50 years, as it was for the children of Israel, this supernatural and spiritual kind of rest that worked out in very practical ways for them, but there remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, that's into the rest of Jesus, he also, that's you and me, beloved, we have ceased from our own works as God did from his. In verse 19, God said, ye shall eat your fill. Praise God. That means there's no lack. We don't have to go hungry. God has given us unlimited promises, and I don't believe anyone living has ever exhausted all the promises of God. Have you ever come to a place where you could say, Lord, don't bless me anymore, I've just had too much? Well, that would be a marvelous place to enter in. But beloved, that's what we can head for. By faith, in the Spirit, we have already that victory. And so when we take the Word of God and we begin to eat, we can eat our fill. There's no limit. Not only can you eat your fill, but therein the jubilee of God's word and promises, you can dwell in safety. And beloved, is there anything that the human spirit, the human soul desires more in the hour in which we're living than peace and safety? That's what we desire spiritually, and that's a good thing. We know at a time when everyone says peace and safety, then it's all going to start happening. But for spiritually, for the children of God, there is peace and safety no matter what is going on around us. Praise God. And so, beloved, He will lead you into green pastures. The unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ is our holy and beautiful land of promise. Just as the children of Israel were promised through their father Abraham, the land of Canaan, God drove off their enemies, and they were able to enjoy a land that was flowing with milk and honey. So spiritually, we can experience all the goodness and the riches of God's kingdom. Remember, Jesus said, yes, He's going to be setting up His kingdom. Jesus is going to return, but He said the kingdom is within you. And that's why the Holy Spirit is wanting us to experience that kingdom rest, that kingdom peace now in our lives. If ever we needed it, now is the time. And in verse 17, God says, you shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. And beloved, this is something we need to take to heart. Unfortunately, some of the greatest sorrows and pain and grief occurs to the children of God when those in the body of Christ will speak against them. They can say biting, catty, vicious things. They use their tongues to hurt others in the Lord's body, sometimes doing things and saying things sinners wouldn't even do. And then they think that's going to be all right. Well, beloved, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples by the love that you have one for another. We must forgive. You know, I'm going to stop right now. There's some listening that have been very hurt by an experience you've had through a member of the body of Christ. And right now, I'm asking the Lord that you will have the ability not only to forgive, but that you will have the peace of God restored to you. Father, you see the hurt, you see the pain, you see the betrayal and the treachery. In the name of Jesus, Father, your child comes to you asking that you would forgive them as they forgive those that have wronged them so deeply. And Father, as we forgive, we know that you forgive us our trespasses. And so, Father, I pray for the peace of God, the strength of God right now to this individual, Lord, and they shall experience the freedom and the freedom from the hurt and the memories. And Lord, that they'll be able to move on into a new place in you. The enemy wants to keep them bound and stuck there. But in Jesus' name, beloved, you are released. You are free to move on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, as we've been talking about, the year of Jubilee was also a year of restoration. In verse 13, in Leviticus, it says, you shall return every man into his possession. That's Leviticus 25. And so the things that were his by heritage, he was able to have it restored because of situations. I mean, if he became a bondservant, his fortunes, if you will, had changed, he was going to have that restored. So everything that was lost was returned or restored at the time of Jubilee. And beloved, when we look at humanity, everything that Adam, our first parents, lost for us, in through sin in the Garden of Eden. Everything that was lost for the human race is restored, beloved, through the second man, Adam. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That beautiful Psalm 23, He restores our soul. He leads us beside still waters. He anoints our head with oil. Praise God. And we can sit at His table. In verse 17, we see again these words, and God impressed them on me so strongly that we shall not oppress one another, but fear the Lord your God. Again, that we can have a love that is able to forgive, that is able to go forward and just give those who have hurt you, those who have wronged you, into the hands of the Lord, and then move on, go on from where you are at. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I'd like to read just portions of the book of Joel. It talks about the day of the Lord, chapter 2. It talks about, you know, the time of the end, basically, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. And it speaks, and I know there have been different interpretations, but it talks about a people that a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is at the Garden of Eden before them. Beloved, that is, we are coming into that promise, that heritage that we have as the children of God. Behind them a desolate wilderness. Those that won't, who join ranks, they're going to suffer the pain of a desolate wilderness. It says, they shall run to and fro on the city. They shall not thrust one another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And then let me move over to verse 21. I'd like to read the whole chapter, but I can't. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first months. And this is what I really want you to hear, beloved, this most marvelous of promises. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. And in verse 26, ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know, I have to read verse 27, that I am in the midst of Israel. He's in our midst, beloved, that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. He repeats it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is the God that we serve. Lay hold of his promises and enter into your promised land. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,